Can I ask you a few questions? Mrs. Kolash, is that right?
No, it's Mrs. Kolach.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you spell that, please?
It's K-O-L-A-C-Z. I'm afraid you've misspelled it. It's not C-S. It should be C-Z.
Thank you, Mrs. Kolach. Well, can you tell me how many people live in this house?
That'll be 6. No, sorry, that'll be 5. Yes, 5.
Could you clarify that? 6 or 5?
Well, it's 6 to be precise. It's my husband and me, then it's the twins, Mark and Richard, my daughter, Tony, and her boyfriend, Brian.
Let me see if I understand. Your daughter's boyfriend is living with your family.
No, that's not exactly what I was trying to say. In fact, he had been living with us for a few months before they split up.
Oh, sure. Could you repeat his name, please?
Yes, it is Brian. Brian Perkinson. P-E-R-K-E-N-S-E-N.
I see. Perkinson. I've got it. Do you know his whereabouts now?
I haven't got a clue. We haven't seen him for ages.
Does he have a record?
I'm not sure that I understand what you mean by record.
I'm sorry. Let me explain. Has he ever been charged with a crime?
I'm afraid I don't know that much about his past. You'll have to ask Tony. I do not think he has. He's a nice lad.
Mrs. Kolach, I'm afraid you might have misunderstood what I said. It was just a purely procedural question. We do not suspect anybody yet.
I just wanted to make sure you did not suspect Tony of it.
Oh, I understand. There's nothing to worry about. But I've got to get a few things straight. Did you say that 6 people live in the house?
That's right. That's what I said.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Tony and Brian have split up and Brian has moved out.
It's not quite like that, officer. His things are still in his bedroom. He can come back whenever he feels like it. We haven't touched anything since he left.
Does that mean he still keeps the keys to the house?
Naturally.
In that case, Mrs. Kolach, do you mind if I have a look at his bedroom?
Not at all, of course. We'll have to go upstairs, officer. But it's like a pigsty.